Jamaica Made.
Stories of Jamaican innovation and enterprise.
Jamaica Made.
Showcasing Jamaican companies and individuals making a difference at home and abroad.
Are you a lover of surprises? A little bonus or something extra? Or brata, as Jamaicans would say. If you are a lover of quality Jamaican goods, there is a startup managed by young local entrepreneurs that you might just be interested in. The company packages Jamaican-made food, household, and lifestyle products in a monthly subscription and custom gift box. Welcome to Jamaica Made. Meet Andre Robb and Orlando Owen, the young entrepreneurs behind the local subscription and custom gift box startup company Bratabox. According to the Bratabox co-founders, the company provides a unique opportunity to stay connected and celebrate occasions with Jamaican-made food, household, and lifestyle products. But how exactly did they get started? Andre Robb tells us more.
We stumbled upon subscription boxes as a way of generating recurrent income by, you know, providing this physical product to someone who signs up for it to come to them monthly. And so it was from finding that business model that caused us to then think of what would our subscription box be. And that led us to coming up with Bratabox and deciding that we wanted it to be about giving exposure to Jamaican brands and sharing Jamaican-ness with people overseas.
Orlando explains the rationale behind the business name Bratabox.
The name really came out of the idea of Jamaican entrepreneurs. Every day they make, you know, great stuff, creative stuff. And, you know, we just want to share it with our customers, you know, that, you know, that extra, that brata.
The boxes are not just for tourists or the Jamaican diaspora. Anyone can subscribe to get a little bit of Jamaica wherever you are.
We think it's for anybody who loves brand Jamaica, who has an affinity for us, people who live overseas and people who might not have visited Jamaica yet, but there's just something about the idea of Jamaica that they love so much that they would want to get a Bratabox to explore what Jamaican products are like and see that we make high quality and exciting products here.
5 to 7 authentic, uniquely made Jamaican products for use in everyday life and on special occasions are curated in an eco-friendly recyclable cardboard 8x10 box. The gift box is decorated with a personalized handwritten thank you card for each customer. The company also has an assistant who focuses on marketing and sales and has plans to develop an online store, venture into custom gift boxes for any business or corporate entity, and add products of their own to the packages.
If you want to make someone happy, if you have a customer, a client, or a business partner that you want to show your appreciation to, then Bratabox is able to make a custom box, which we would put in usually our crate that you could use as a thank you gift or as a welcome gift.
The crate boxes are made in St. Mary through partnership with a local carpenter and fire branded with the company's logo or with the entity they are being made for by a small business owner in Portland.
We are Jamaicans living here, and we know that all that we need, we can find it around us. We need to divorce ourselves from this idea that things are better when they come from overseas. So by including Jamaican products and finding these people who are making amazing things and giving them a platform for them to reach people who don't live in Jamaica any longer or who don't live in Jamaica at all, it's that kind of mission that drives us why we've decided to get into this line of business.
The young entrepreneurs aim to make their company Bratabox dominant in the local and export markets. Subscribe today to Bratabox to experience the Jamaican culture wrapped up in the warmth of a custom gift box. Buy Jamaican, build Jamaica. That's it for this edition of Jamaica Made. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the North-South leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a North-South Highway fact.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.